The house that God builds.
神所建造的家。
Say after me, the house that God builds.
跟我讲，神所建造的家。
Say aloud, the house that God builds.
大声说。
Psalms 126 tells us, unless the Lord builds a house.
除非神建造房子。
127, unless the Lord builds a house.
诗篇37篇，除非神建造房子。
They who labor, labor in vain.
那建造的是枉然的。
So if God is not building, you can do all you want, nothing is going to work.
若不是神建造的，你可以做你想做的，可是没有事会发生。
But if God is building,
那若神在建造，
and you build alongside with Him,
那么你跟神一起建造，
that house will stand.
那个家就会站稳。
Whether it's your business,
不管是你的生意，
whether it's your family,
或者你的家庭，
whether it's your marriage,
或者你的婚姻，
you must build together with God.
你要跟神一起来建造。
But the whole education system is build your own life.
可是整个教育系统是教你自己建造自己的。
Do everything on your own.
靠自己去做。
If only you need help, then you ask God.
啊，只有你需要的时候才来祈求神。
That's why the system is destructive.
所以这种个制度呢是破坏性的。
The Bible says, trust the Lord.
圣经说，信靠神。
And rely not on your own understanding.
不要依靠自己的聪明。
We've got to trust Him fully.
要完全的信靠他。
Trust Him wholly.
全心的信靠他。
Not wait until we're in trouble.
不是当遇到问题才来信靠他。
People get into trouble and then ask, find out for God.
那么有些人遇到问题才来寻找神。
That's not the way.
不是这样做。
Don't get into trouble at all.
不要遇到问题。
Let Him be your leader.
让神呢来成为你的带领者。
Rather than get into trouble.
而不要遇到麻烦。
And then find an answer.
才来找答案。
So that you can always be out of trouble.
所以你可以远离一切的麻烦。
Help others who are in trouble.
你可以去帮那些有遇到问题的人。
Unless the Lord builds a house.
除非神建造房子。
They who labor in vain.
没有那些建造的是枉然的。
Unless the Lord watches over the city.
除非神看守城市。
Those watchmen watch awake in vain.
没有那看守的也是枉然的。
That means if God has a house.
意思说神有家的话。
From the house, He watches the city.
他就会看守着城市。
You cannot be running around without a house.
你不能够这里跑那里跑，没有一间房子可以住。
God builds a house.
神在建造房子。
And He uses a house.
他用这房子。
To protect the city.
来保护这城市。
So come with me in Second Chronicles chapter 6.
历代志下第六章。
For your own reading, you can read Second Chronicles chapter 6.
你可以读历代志下
7.
你可以有空回去读第六章第七章。
But I'm going to talk to you this morning about the house that God builds.
可是今天早上我跟你谈到呢，神所建造的家。
In verse 4 and verse 5.
第四和第五节。
And he said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who spoke with his mouth to my father David and has fulfilled it with his hands.
我们说耶和华以色列的神是应当称颂的，因他亲口向我父大卫所应许的也亲手成就了。
Since that day that I brought my people from the land of Egypt, I did not choose a city out of all the tribes of Israel in which to build a house that my name might be there, nor did I choose any man for a leader over my people Israel.
第五节他说，自从我领我民出埃及地以来，我未曾在以色列众支派中选择一城建造殿宇为我民的居所，也未曾拣选一人做我民以色列的君。
But I've chosen Jerusalem that my name might be there, and I've chosen David to be over my people Israel.
第六节，但选择耶路撒冷为我民的居所，又拣选大卫治理我民以色列。
The house that God builds.
神所建造的家。
Number one, God communicates His intention to build.
神把他的心意呢传达。
If God doesn't communicate His intention to build, then He doesn't want it.
若神没有传达他的心意要来建造居所的话，那我不是神的。
That's why this church was built 34 years ago.
所以这个圣所呢是在34年前被造。
Because if God didn't communicate it.
若神没有传达的话，
and he didn't ask for it,
他也没有要求的话，
he didn't want it,
他也不要的话，
then we have something that God doesn't want.
那我们所建造的是神不要的。
So every house that God builds,
神所建造的每一个家，
he communicates his intention.
神已经把他的心意传达给我们。
And he tells you what he wants.
他也告诉我们他要什么。
Martha, Martha, you're busy about everything.
就像神说，马大马大，你为许多事烦恼。
But one thing is needful.
只有一件事你需要。
Don't give what God don't want.
不要给神他不要的东西。
Find out what he wants.
先去找出神要什么。
That's why we're not like every other church.
所以我们不像其他的教会。
What God is asking from us is different.
神向我们教会所要的是不一样的。
What God is asking from them is different.
神要求他们的也不一样的。
And we got to give him what he wants.
所以我们给神所要求的。
So before God builds a house,
当神还没有建造他的居所之前，
he communicates his intention.
他把他的心意传达。
Number two,
第二，
he always chooses the man.
他先拣选一个人，
who pleases his heart.
是讨他喜悦的人。
God don't choose everybody.
神不选每一个人。
The problem in Malaysia is everybody can become a pastor.
那么在马来西亚问题是任何一个人都可以做牧师。
Everybody can start a church.
每一个人都可以开办教会。
Some people get angry, they leave your church and go and start another one.
有些人生气你的话可以离开你教会去开办另一个教会。
That's not church.
这是教会。
That's called a rebellious house.
这不叫教会，这叫是叛逆的。
If you follow a rebellious person, you enter into the patch land.
那么你跟着叛逆的人去的话呢，那你跟他一样。
That's why I tell the ladies,
在跟那些妇女说
before they get married,
他们还没有结婚之前
you make sure that the man is under covering.
你要确保这个男人有遮盖
make sure the man is under authority.
这男人愿意负权柄
because if he is not under authority,
若他不愿意服从权柄
then you're going to come under the authority that is of the devil.
那么你会服在呢仇敌的权柄下
before long you find that the devil is your father-in-law.
那么不久你会发现魔鬼就是你的岳父
a rebellious person.
一个反抗的人
will lead you to the devil.
叛逆的人就会带领你去到仇敌那里。
Bible said rebellion is a sin of witchcraft.
那么叛逆呢就是邪术的。
That's why it's important for men to lift up their hands.
所以男人举起手是很重要的。
And pray.
来祷告。
Why?
为什么呢？
Can the men lift up their hands?
男人举起手来祷告。
All the men lift up their hands.
所有的男人举起手。
In every home, you are the authority.
因为在每一个家庭里，你就是有权柄。
If you come under wrong authority, your children, your family will all go into chaos.
若你伏在错的权柄之下，你的孩子们就会遭殃。
That's why there's specific reason for men to pray.
所以有一个特定的原因呢，为什么男人要举起手祷告
？Men must learn how to pray very strong.
男人要懂得很有力的来祷告。
Whether you are school children or not.
不管你是学生也好，
you don't have to be an elder to pray.
你不需要做长老才祷告。
Every man must learn to lift up their hands.
每一个男人要懂得举手来祷告。
And connect to authority.
懂得跟这个权柄有联系。
And then you exercise authority.
那你懂得去赐行权柄。
That's why God communicates his intention.
所以神把他的心意传达。
But before he does that, he always chooses a man he pleases his heart.
还没有做之前，他总是选一个讨他喜悦的人。
The Bible testifies that David was a man after God's own heart.
那么圣经给我们看到，大卫呢就是合神心意的人。
Acts chapter 13 verse 22.
使徒行传13:22.
So God communicates his greatest intention to the right person.
所以神把他的心意给正确的人选。
That's why not everybody knows the heart of God.
不是每一个人都晓得神的心意。
Not everyone can find out the heart of God.
也不是每一个人可以找到神的心意。
Not everyone who's called a pastor can know the heart of God.
也不是每一位牧师懂得神的心意。
The Bible says when he brought the people out of the land of Egypt, he did not choose a city or choose a person.
所以神把人从埃及带出来的时候，他不是先选一个支派或者一个城市。
But one day he found a man.
可是有一天他找到一个人
After the very heart of God,
合神心意的人
Are you listening this morning?
有没有听到
God doesn't give his building project to any fool.
神不会把这计划给一个愚笨的人
You don't want to spend $10 million and give your building project to a contractor who run away.
他不会给那个1000万呢给那些愚笨的人去做
That's why God wanted to build something in Moab.
所以神要在麻坡做一些事
They will change all nations
所以要改变万国圣殿
Thousands of people come every year.
那么在万国圣殿呢，成千的人来到这里。
Just like Li Ping testified this morning.
就像丽萍今天做的见证。
And countless others.
还有其他的。
How the word changed their life.
神的话讲改变他们生命。
How the word of God transformed their life.
神的话讲塑造他们生命。
Not only within our church, but outside our church.
不只在我们教会里面，也在教会外面。
People pay thousands of dollars.
人们花了成千的钱。
To come.
来到这里
，because God communicates His intention to build.
因为在这里，神呢给他们啊知道他的心意要去建造。
Something that can change the lives of people.
有一些东西能改变他们生命。
So God has desires.
所以神有他的心意。
I said there are desires in the heart of God.
神的心中有他的意念。
God wants to do things.
神要做一些事。
But he looks for the right person.
可是他寻找正确的人选。
And number three, the person must receive the capacity.
那么第三，这个人要得着能力
，to know the blueprints，
能够知道这神的蓝图。
The man that God chooses must have the capacity，
神所拣选的人要有这能力
，to receive the revelation，
来领受呢这个启示
，of the blueprint for the house，
来建造神，来得着建造神家的蓝图。
Is it a two-room house？
是要建造两个房间的吗？
Is it a five-room house?
还是要建造五个房间的？
You cannot just leave it to the contractor.
你不可以说啊，给建筑商随便他做，这样做。
The, you leave it to the owner.
或者给他主人随便做。
God owns the house.
神拥有这个家。
God knows how many rooms he wants.
他知道他要有几个房间在这家里。
He knows what type of worship he wants.
他要怎样的敬拜。
He knows what kind of people he wants.
他也知道他要怎样的人。
That's why in all nation sanctuary we don't look for everybody.
所以在万国圣殿我们不找每一个人。
We want the right people.
我们要找正确的人。
Can help us finish the assignment.
可以跟我们一起完成任务的人。
If this is a military base, we need soldiers.
若这里是训练军队的，那你需要兵士。
If this is a hospital, we need doctors.
那这里是医院呢，我们需要啊医生和护士。
And medical people.
还有那些医疗人士。
That can minister to the sick.
可以帮助这些病人。
If this Motorola company making phones.
那是这是造手机 Motorola 的公司。
We need people who are intelligent electronically.
我们那些懂得电子的那些专长的人。
We don't want them to connect the wrong wires.
我不要他们把那个电线乱接。
Then you hello hello forever.
那有给 hello 啊，接不通。
Then you never get a reply.
那没有回应。
So we need skilled workers.
所以我们要有技术的人。
It's more skill, more computer based, and we need people who know computer.
啊，那些懂电脑的。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
So God communicates His intention.
所以神把他的心意传达给我们。
He chooses the man.
他选了一个人。
And He shows him the blueprint.
那么让这个人知道他的蓝图。
God said to Moses.
神跟摩西说。
Build the house according to the blueprint.
依照我给你的蓝图来建造神的居所。
And God shows us the blueprint.
神呢给他看到这蓝图。
Little by little.
一点一点的给他明白
Explain to us what he wants.
也跟他解释他的心意
Because if the blueprints are not there,
若是蓝图没有在那里
if the house is not built,
那么这个居所没有被建造
according to the blueprints,
这居所没有依照神的蓝图建造
it is illegal.
这样是不合法的
Many of the houses in Moa is illegal.
许多在麻坡的屋子是不合法的
All the back extensions,
后面乱扩展
Side extensions,
旁边也扩展
Sometimes they build into our land.
有时甚至多占你的地方
They extend their house into your land.
他们把家扩展超过你的地方
And you cannot find
你也不能够
Unless you get the government involved
处罚他们没有的话你要叫政府人物
If you don't know suddenly somebody's all the cooking oil is coming to your land
你不知道的那些煮过的油也流到你的地方。
If you look at all the houses, they keep on extending without any permit.
你看很多家呢，一直扩展呢，没有呢，得到批准的。
Those are called illegal structures.
这叫不合法的。
All the extension in my house.
在我家里的各种要扩展的。
They are past plans.
全部是得到批准的。
Approved plans.
全部得批准的。
Nobody can come and say it's illegal.
没有人来讲是不合法的。
God will check the house.
神会来检查这家。
If you build not according to specification,
那你没有依照神的指示去建造。
Then the glory cannot come down.
那么神的荣耀不能来充满。
Because if you don't build according to what he wants,
那你没有依照神的方法来做。
Then God's glory is not there.
神的荣耀不会充满。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
Number four.
第四。
He must be willing to serve his generation well.
那么他这个人要愿意呢服侍他这一代的。
God doesn't look for selfish people.
神不是寻找自私的人。
Who want to use other people.
而不是寻找利用别人的人。
And climb up the ladder.
那么爬上这阶梯。
You know God is my witness.
神是我的见证。
I give my life to you.
那么我把生命献给他。
Every ounce of energy.
我把我一切的力量。
Not only to you.
把我一切的力气赐给你。
I not only serve Jeffrey.
我不只服侍啊 Jeffrey 弟兄。
But serve Amanda's generation too.
也在服侍 Amanda 的时代的人。
Not just Pastor Stephen, but also his son.
不只服侍 Pastor Stephen, 也服侍他的孩子们。
And also their grandchildren.
还有他的孙子们。
So you serve your generation well.
所以你要好好的服侍你这一代的人。
It's no use God raise up a man who use everybody for himself.
若神兴起一个人若是自私的只为自己得益处的话那是没有用。
Mom has served you for 34 years without taking a salary.
就好像 Mom Helen 服侍教会34年从来没有拿薪水过。
And I stopped taking salary a long time ago.
我很久没有去拿薪水。
Because I want you to know.
因为我要你知道。
We are not here for money.
我们不是为钱而做。
Just this week.
这一个星期。
Somebody put a large sum of money in my account.
有人呢啊放了一笔钱呢，一大笔的钱在我的户口。
Because God pays well.
因为神付我们的钱是够大的。
I expect nothing from you.
我没有从你要取得着什么
except obedience.
除了要求你们顺服
If God is speaking,
若神对你们说话
then we got to do.
你们就要去行
I have no problem for cash.
金钱这方面没问题
The more I teach on finance,
我越多的教导财务的突破
live according to what God is saying,
依照神的话去活
I prosper without measure.
我呢那种的亨通是不能够衡量的
Somebody just came.
有一个人来
Needed, Pastor needed Joseph.
Pastor needed Joseph.
Can you stand?
你可以站起来吗?
That man is standing.
那个站着的人。
He's a son of mine from Africa.
他是来自非洲的，我属灵的儿子。
Put your hands and welcome him.
我们欢迎他。
When I first met him,
当我第一次见到他,
I told him God is preparing him.
我告诉他神在预备他,
to not only change his nation,
不只改变他的国家,
but give him all the resources.
也给他需要的资源。
After how many years now?
现在经过多少年了?
How many years? 9 years.
9年了。
Now he's standing on gold.
现在啊，他站的地方有金。
Standing on oil.
有油。
Have the right to buy minerals.
有权利呢去买这些矿物质
sell minerals,
卖这些东西。
All the contracts are just coming into place.
那一切合同就要能够。
So I told the son, my son from Africa.
所以我跟着非洲的儿子说。
Get ready.
预备好。
He said, I will not only give you my tithe.
我不只把我的十一奉献给你。
I'll give you more than that.
我给你的超过这一切。
Why when people have no nothing?
本来他们没有什么的。
When he came here, nothing.
他来的时候什么都没有。
Isn't that true?
真的吗？
Put your right hand like this and say it's true.
要问他真实的。
After 9 years, you're ready to become.
所以九年过后。
Sitting on oil.
坐在那些油上。
How would you like to sit on oil, Jeffrey?
Okay, 坐在油上。
You're just sitting on chair.
你坐在坐椅子上而已。
Have money to buy gold and silver and all kinds of resources.
有钱去买金啊银啊。
Because we are here to serve our generation well.
因为我们在这里呢，要服侍我们这一代的人。
It's only a matter of time.
只是时间关系而已。
So many people are sitting on resources.
很多人拥有了很多不同的资源。
And why am I doing that?
为什么这样做呢？
So that I can serve my generation well.
这样呢，可以好好的服侍我这一代的人。
And not only serve them well.
不止好好的服侍
but make sure that they become better.
要确保呢他们生命变得更好。
That's why number five is important.
所以第五很重要。
Because when you die, you cannot take your money.
因为你死去的时候，你不可以把钱带去天堂。
Even if you build a nice house,
就是你建到一间很好的屋子。
You cannot take it from the earth.
你不可以从地上拿到天堂去。
If you go to heaven,
若你去到天堂,
I hope you have the same type of house.
我希望你有一样的房子。
Some of us live in good houses here.
我们有些人在地上住在很好的屋子。
Small wooden sheds up there.
啊，只是在天堂的可能是木屋而已。
Because we didn't surrender our life.
因为在世上你没有把生命献给神。
Some of us live in small houses here.
有些人在世上的屋子是很小间的。
But in big mansions in heaven.
可是在天堂的屋子是大间的。
Because you sacrifice.
因为在地上你牺牲你的生命。你降服你的生命。
And deposit your money in heaven.
那你把你这里的钱啊放在银行的户口。
That's why our life
在天堂的户口。
In heaven will be better.
所以在天堂是会更好的。
Serve the generation well.
所以好好的服侍我们这一代的人。
How long can you live?
你可以活多久?
David lived 70 years.
大卫活了70年。
And he
fulfilled, 70岁。
He fulfilled the plan.
他完成了神的旨意。
Moses lived 120.
摩西活了120岁。
He fulfilled the plan.
他也完成神的旨意。
So dying 70 or 120 is not immaterial.
所以你70岁、120岁死都不重要。
It's whether you finish the job.
最重要你没有完成神的旨意。
If you don't finish, you cannot go.
你没有完成的话，你不可以离开。
Stay back and finish your work.
在地上要完成神的旨意。
But when it's finished,
当完成了。
God knows what to do.
神知道要怎样做。
I said God knows what to do.
神知道要怎样做。
If you haven't finished,
若你没有完成的话，
nothing can take you.
没有什么可以夺去你的生命。
Nothing or no one.
没有人能够夺去。
Can take you.
能够夺去你的生命。
That's why you must be willing to serve the generation well.
所以你要有愿意的心呢，来服侍这一代的人。
Number five.
第五。
You must prepare to lay the foundation for the next generation.
那你要预备呢，为下一代的人立根基。
To continue.
来继续。
You must be prepared to lay the foundation for the next generation to
continue. 你要为下一代的人呢，建立立这个根基。
No matter how good your business is, it must continue.
不管你的生意现在多好，最重要你的生意要能够持续下去。
No matter how good your legacy is there must be continuity.
不管你这一代传承多好，你还是要能够留下去。
And David was a good man.
那么大卫是一个好人。
He laid the foundation.
他立了根基。
So that the son can build.
好让呢他的儿子能够在这根基上建造。从那边开始。
That's why the next generation will become better and better.
所以下一代的应该比上一代的更好。
I took long time to touch Jeffrey.
我花很长的时间触摸到 Jeffrey 弟兄。
It's slow.
他慢，比较慢拍的。
386。
386的电脑。386的电脑。
But the day Amanda was born.
可是当 Amanda 出世的时候。
I can start her on the journey.
我可以从她的生命开始。
Because they got no history.
因为她没有历史。
Straight away, the children are the next generation.
所以即刻的孩子就是下一代的。
But you must lay the foundation.
可是你必须要立根基。
So that the next generation can prosper.
好让那下一代的人呢可以亨通。
And God has been good to us.
神是这样的善待我们。
To give us the international school.
给我们这国际的学校。
So that we can make sure that our next generation continue well.
所以我们要确保呢，我们下一代的人能够做得更好。
Give us good leaders.
给我们好的领袖。
So that cell group people can become blessed.
好让呢，小组里的会友呢能够蒙福。
Today, Feng Feng come and stand with Li Ping.
今天呢，峰峰呢跟丽萍姐妹站在台上。
One day, Li Ping will stand with somebody else.
那么有一天呢，丽萍也会为别人站在这里。
Not always will be shy.
她不会一直这样的害羞。
Not always will they be the reading.
啊
？Not always will they be reading from their own papers.
哦，不是一直看着纸来讲了见证。
Some of them will get better and better.
那么会变得越来越好。
Because we just don't want one person to be good.
我们不只要看到一个人更好
All to become better.
我们要每一个人变得更好
Especially our children.
尤其是我们的孩子们
One day we must see them coming forward.
我们要看到有一天他们兴起来
Like the children were leading in worship the other day.
好像呢那一天呢我们有青少年来带领敬拜一样
The youth were leading.
那一天呢有青少年带领敬拜
in the same way.
一样的
We need to lay the foundation.
我们要立好根基
And number six,
第六点,
he must model the way in which they should walk and please God.
那么他要呢啊成为一个榜样呢，给他们看到怎样行在神的道上。
He must model the way in which they should walk and please God.
他要呢成为榜样呢，行在神的道上，讨神喜悦。
David found favor with God.
大卫呢蒙神的恩宠。
Because he walked a certain way.
因为他的行为。
He lived a certain way.
他的生活方式。
And that is the way we need to teach.
就是这样的方式我们要教导人。
It's not just teach lessons.
不只是给课程而已。
Bible study lesson is easy.
那给那个圣经班、查经班是很容易。
You can know all the lesson in the head and live like a devil.
你可以懂得一切的课程，可是活的生命却像魔鬼。
There are so many Christians in Mao who are useless.
很多在麻佛的基督徒呢，生命没有让神使用。
I'll never pay 2 cents to help them.
我不会给他们钱来帮他们。
Because they're worthless material.
因为他们呢是没有用的材料。
Because you can know everything in the head.
他们可以脑里充满很多的知识。
And don't live their life.
可是生命却没有活出来。
But there are those who know so little.
可是有些人只懂懂一点点。
And practice everything they know.
可是把他所懂的一切呢活出来。
And that's the generation we're looking for.
啊，这一种时代的人我们来寻找。
That's why we ask, are you a practicing Christian?
所以我们问你是不是一个呢有操练的基督徒。
A lot of people don't practice.
很多人没有操练。
I was good in basketball when I was 15 years old.
所以15岁的时候我很会打篮球。
But the fact is, if you don't practice,
可是当你没有继续操练的话，
no matter how good you are,
不管你之前几好，
you're not able to shoot accurately.
现在你很难投准那个篮子。
But if you keep practicing,
可是你每一天都操练练习的话，
the skills that you know before you can come back again.
那么你之前呢懂得你现在也会做得更好。
One of my highlights,
其中一个
is to shoot half court,
就是从啊半场那边投进去。
That was the only goal I scored half, only shot that I shot half court.
就是从半场可以投篮。
I threw the ball.
我丢投那个球。
The referee blew the whistle.
那么最后呢，那个。评判的就吹那个
箫 hit the ball and went right in.
那球呢就投进篮子里面。
We Malacca beat Jasin by 1 point.
所以马六甲就赢 Jasin 一分。
By one shot, that is 3 points.
你最后的一投。
That was the end of the game.
啊，这个比赛就结束。
But I'm not that good now.
可是现在我没有这样好。
If not, I can throw the ball at your head.
现在我是可以丢那个球打你的头。
But for me to get back there,
要我回去之前的话，
I need to practice.
我需要去练习。
I was good before.
我之前好。
Then I stopped playing.
可是停止练习。
I'm not as good.
我就没有像之前这样好。
Now,
现在。
To walk steadily is a challenge.
要走好好的，比较困难的。
Let alone dribble the ball.
啊，不要讲到玩篮球啊。
So it's going to take Zara can run faster than me.
看 Zara 跑比我更快。
Zara say, quickly, Grandpa.
Zara 跟我讲啊啊 ，Grandpa 快快跟我走。
Faster.
快点。
I remember she asked me to sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
我还记得她叫我唱那个 Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
So my hand moved Twinkle Twinkle.
我的手呢要做动作。
Say faster, your hand must
be faster. 她说你的手要做快一点。
So if I follow her advice, I'll become well very quickly.
若是听她的劝告，我看我的动作会更加快。
I can run faster, talk louder.
要大声讲话，要跟她跑。
Stand up straight, Grandpa.
她说要站直，她说。
Speak louder, Grandpa.
然后讲话大声一点。
I just have one to follow instruction.
我只要听他的指示。
If I follow her, I cannot follow yours.
我听他的指示就不听你的。
But you know, this is what we need to model.
所以我们要有这种的典范。
You don't know God.
你不认识神。
But I do.
可是我认识神。
I know His way.
我知道神的道路。
His way is better than our way.
他的道路比我们的道路好。
His way is better than man's way.
他的道路比人的道路好。
Follow the ways of God.
跟从神的道路。
There will be blessings.
就有祝福。
That's why you must find out how he lives.
所以你要找出你如何的生活。
All the blessing that has come is because of the way you live.
这些祝福临到你是因为你所活的生命。
If you live wrongly,
若你活的生命是不正确的
the blessings stop flowing.
那神的祝福就会停止
If you live rightly,
你活的生命是正确的
Seek first the kingdom of God,
你先寻求神的国
and all these things will be added to you.
一切你需要神会加添给你
If you don't seek it,
若你没有寻求神
that's the right way,
那个是正确的方式
nothing happens.
那没有事情发生
A lot of people say, I'm a Christian.
许多人说我是基督徒
Why the same blessing don't happen to me?
为什么同样祝福没有临到我
Because the blessing happened because of life.
祝福临到是因为你讲活的生命
If the life is wrong,
若你活的生命是不对的
If the life of the tree is wrong, the fruits is wrong.
若是这棵树的根是错的那么这棵结出来的也是错的
If the life of the tree is wrong,
这个树的根是错的
The health is wrong.
那么健康也是错的
The color of the leaves are wrong.
那个树叶也是颜色不对的
You wonder why the tree dries up.
你奇怪为什么这个树 干掉
Because there's no life.
因为没有生命
So we must model.
所以我们要成为典范
And finally number seven.
第七点
He must secure the covenant.
你要保存着这个盟约
That means make sure that you must secure the covenant for the next generation.
我为下一代人保存着这盟约
That means the man who is building must make sure that this continues.
就是这建造者呢，要确保呢，他所做的会持续下去。
God cannot just work with me.
神不只跟我合作。
I must get him to sign the contract.
我要他跟我签这合同。
That he must work with my son.
他要跟着我的儿女们。
That must work with my grandson.
也跟着我子孙们。
So that the God of the Father become the God of the Son.
好让父的神呢，成为儿女们的神。
That means we join, we bring God into contract.
就是我们把神带进我们合同里面。
And God made contract with us.
神跟我们有这个盟约。
Agree with us.
同意我们。
That not only work with me.
不只跟着我合作。
But you must also protect my children.
也会保护我的儿女们。
Must also protect my grandchildren.
也保护我的孙子们。
And my generation to come.
还有我的下一代。
You have the capacity.
你有这能力。
Make sure you get this kind of partner.
你确保你得着这个门业。
The right kind of partner.
正确的伙伴。
The best business partner.
最好见证的伙伴。
That will not only work with you now.
不止现在跟你合作。
After you die.
当你死去。
He'll work with your son.
他也跟你的儿子合作。
After your son die.
你的儿子死去。
He'll work with your grandson.
他也跟着你的子孙合作。
And that is what you need to secure.
这是你要保留的。
And if God likes you.
若神喜悦你。
Quickly get that.
快点得着。
That's why as father and mother in the house.
所以成为家中的父母。
Anytime you're praying.
当你那一个时候祷告。
Anytime you're close to God.
那时候亲近神。
Don't ask for yourself only.
不要为自己求而已。
Connect your children.
把你的孩子们也加进去。
I say connect your children.
使你孩子们也跟神联系。
Connect your grandchildren.
把你的子孙也跟神联系。
Ask God.
祈求神
Make a covenant with me,
跟你立这个盟约
so that you pass it down to my children,
可以把这盟约借给我们的子子孙孙
and my grandchildren,
我们的子子孙孙
That's the best thing to do.
这是最好的一件事你可以做
David was such a man.
大卫就是这种人
He knew that he's going to die early.
他知道他会提早去世
Because he finished the assignment.
因为他已经完成神要他完成的任务
And God promised him,
神应许他
There will always be a man.
将会有一人
They will work with.
他可以跟他同工。
Your throne will never be empty.
你的宝座呢不会空歇。
And that's what you need to secure.
所以我们需要保留着。
There's one thing you can be sure.
这是你可以确定的。
Is that we want God to not only work with the pastors.
我们不只要神跟牧师呢同工。
God to work in the cell group leaders.
也跟组长们同工。
God to work in cell group members.
也跟这会友同工。
And even new ones that come to our church.
就是新来的会友们。
Even the youngest one that come.
就是年轻的来也是一样。
We want that to happen.
要这样的事发生。
Because the promise God gave to me.
因为神给我的应许。
It's also a promise to you.
也是给你们的应许。
Repent and be baptized.
所以一悔改来信主。
Receive the Holy Spirit.
来接受圣灵
For this promise is to you and to your children.
因为这应许是给你的儿女们
And to your children's children.
还给你的子孙们
Even to those who are afar off.
就是那远方的
It's no use getting just promises for yourself.
不只给自己得着这应许
God must promise to look after your family.
神也要应许你呢照顾你的子孙们
This is the house that God builds.
这种屋子呢是神所造的
Are you listening? This house is special.
这家是特别的。
All Nation Sanctuary is special.
万国圣殿是特别的。
What is it so special?
为什么这样特别呢？
Number one.
第一。
Why is it so special?
为什么这圣所特别呢？
God's affection and attention is here.
因为神的啊，热忱在这个家。
On God's people.
在神的子民身上。
Second Chronicles chapter 7.
历代志下第七章。
And verse 15.
十五节。
The verse 17.
十五节到十七节。
Now my eyes will be opened. Have you got Second Chronicles 7?
有看到历代志下第七章。
Hey, only two chapters away. Have you got Second Chronicles 7?
找到吗？十五节到十七节。
Verse 15 to 17.Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer offered in this place.
我必睁眼看，侧耳听在此处所献的祷告。
For now I have chosen and consecrated this house that my name may be there forever and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually.
十六，现在我已选择这殿，分别为圣，使我的名永在其中，我的眼，我的心也必藏在那里。
As for you, if you walk before me as your father David,Walk even to do according to all that I have commanded you and will keep my statutes and my ordinance. Then I will establish your royal throne as I covenanted with your father David, saying, You shall not lack a man to be a ruler in Israel.
十七，你若在我面前效法你父大卫所行的，遵行我一切所吩咐你的，谨守我的例例典章，我就必坚固你的国位。正如我与你父大卫所立的约，说你的子孙必不断人做以色列的王。
Say aloud, the house that God builds.
神所建的殿。
Why is it so special?
为什么这样特别？
Say why is it so special?
为什么这样特别？
Say aloud, why is it so special?
为什么这样特别？
Because God's affection.
因为神的心。
And God's attention.
神的专注。
Is on the people of the house.
在神殿中的子民。
His eyes.
他的眼。
And his ears.
他的耳。
His eyes are open. Say his eyes are open.
他的眼睁开。
His ears are attentive.
他在侧耳听。
So you can be sure that God's affection, God set his eyes upon you.
所以这里看到神的眼专注在你。
If a man set his eye upon a young girl.
若一个男人专注在一个女人身上。
To pursue her, to marry her.
要追求她，就是要娶她做妻子。
In the same way, God keeps his eyes on you.
所以神的眼也专注在你。
To run after you.
来追随着你。
To save you.
要来救你。
To heal you.
要来医治你。
So God set his eyes upon you.
神的眼专注在你身上。
He keeps his ears open.
他侧耳听。
If you love somebody,
若你爱某一个人，
you are all ears.
你的耳朵是敞开的。
That means you like to listen.
你喜欢听他说的话。
That's why people who love one another talk on the phone for hours and hours.
就是说，相爱的一对恋人呢，他们可以用手机打几个小时讲话不停。
Now they Skype.
现在用 Skype 来讲。
Or they WhatsApp.
或者 WhatsApp.
One of the best ways to destroy your relationship is WhatsApp.
那么其中呢能够啊摧毁你的关系呢就是 WhatsApp.
Because if that's the only way you know.
因为若是这只是一个方法你懂的话。
There's nothing like talking.
最好的是还是面对面的沟通。讲话。
You see, girl and boy sit in the restaurant.
你看啊男男女女在那个餐馆里面。
The girl is sitting there.
那个女的坐在对方。
The boy is sitting here.
男的坐在这里。
Both of them have two phones.
他们两个都有手机。
Sometimes they talk to each other across the table.
他们呢啊，讲彼此交谈。
Through the phone.
不是用口谈哦，是用电话、手机谈。
That is the lowest of all relationship.
这种关系是低的。
It's called electronic relationship.
电子的关系。
And it's not going to last.
这不会维持长久。
God has to protect us.
神要保护我们。
Open your mouth and talk.
所以开口说话。
Because life is in our mouth.
因为生命在我们的口中。
That's why the best way to communicate is use language.
最好的沟通方法就是用口说话。
Not electronic.
不是用电子。
God's affection and attention.
神的专注在。
In the house.
神的居所。
Why is ANS so special?
为什么万国圣殿特别？
Because God keeps his eyes upon you.
因为神的眼目专注在你。
His ear is attentive.
他侧耳在听。
Why is this special?
为什么特别呢？
Ask me why is ANS so special?
为什么呢？万国圣殿特别？
Ask me like you don't know.
你问好像你不懂这样。为什么万国圣殿特别？
Come on, ask me louder. I got the answer.
大声一点问，因为我有答案。
Because God's affection and attention is on you.
因为神的这个热忱和专注在你。
Number two, God's name and authority.
还有第二，神的名字和他的权柄。
He's invested in that house.
神的。
God's name and authority is invested in that house.
神的名字和他的权柄呢，在这个圣殿里。
God said, "I'm going to put my name there."
神说我要把的名放在这圣殿。
I'm going to put my authority there.
把我权柄赐给这个圣殿。
You can get in the coffee shop and talk politics.
你可以在咖啡店里面一直讲政治。
And pass whatever law you want.
传各种的宪法。
But it cannot be carried out.
可是却不能够去实行。
Because it's the wrong place.
因为在错的地方。
If you and your mother and your sister-in-law decided to pass the law.
那你跟你的妈妈呢决定了啊，要换那个宪法。
It cannot be carried out anywhere.
可是却不能够在任何地方实行。
Because your house is not parliament house.
因为你的家不是国会。
By people in the parliament house gather together.
可是国会的人聚在一起的话。
And talk and agree.
同意的话。
Pass a bill.
那么批准的话。
Whether good or bad.
不管好不好的宪法。
It's executed.
就要去执行。
That's why it's very powerful.
所以是很有能力的。
If the right place, in the right place,
在对的地方，
at the right time,
在对的时候，
we can exercise God's authority.
我们就可以去应用神的权柄。
That's why coming to church is important.
所以来到教堂很重要。
Because it's a place of authority.
因为是有权柄的地方。
What you decree,
你所宣告的。
What you declare,
你所说出来的。
What you decree, what you declare,
你所宣告的。
What you speak
你所说的
can become law
就会成为宪法
and the devils will listen
那魔鬼就要服从
your enemy will listen
仇敌也要服从
why is ANS so special
为什么万国圣殿特别
God's name and authority is in the place
因为神的名和神的权柄在这个圣所
ask me again why is ANS so special
问为什么是万国圣殿特别
you must be like the young people they talk with signs and wonders Why is it so special?
要有动作。为什么万国圣殿这是特别的？
Hey, put your hands out like this. You are older people. No hand.
要问啊，有动作的啊。
So why is it so special?
为什么万国圣殿是特别的？
Why is it so special?
为什么特别？
Number three, God's protection is in the house.
第三点，因为神的保护在这圣殿。
Chapter 6.
第六章。
Second Chronicle chapter 6.
历代志下第六章。
Verse 23.
二十三节
to 25
二十三到二十五
Have you found it?
找到吗？第六章
Then hear from heaven and judge
求你从天上垂听判断你的仆人
Your servant punishing the wickedness of the wicked by bringing their ways to their own head
定恶人有罪，照他所行的报应在他头上。
And justify the righteous.
定义人有理。
By giving them according to their righteousness.
照他的义呢，赏赐他。
If your people are defeated before an enemy.
你的民以色列若得罪你。
And they return to you.
败在仇敌面前又回转转向你。
And confess your name and pray.
转意承认你的名。
Then hear from heaven.
你从天上。
Forgive them.
垂听赦免他的罪
and bring them back to the land,
使他们归回你赐他们的地
and restore them fully.
完全的恢复他们
so God said the wicked cannot rule in the house
所以神说呢恶人不能够在神的家中掌权
what wicked people try to do
恶人所尝试做的事
when you come into the house
但来到神的家
and stand here
站在这殿
that power is broken
yes
That power,
那个恶人的能力被摧毁。
What wicked people try to do to you?
恶人尝试在你身上做的。
What wicked people try to say to you?
那些恶人对你说的话。
All the negative things.
一切负面的事。
All the curses.
一切的诅咒。
All the volatile market forces.
各种市场的 势力
including financial crisis,
甚至呢经济风暴
when you come into the house,
当你来到神的家
and connect well,
跟神的家有联系
the things that wicked people do,
恶人所做的事
the way they crash money,
他们将摧毁金钱
the way they speculate,
他们将的传
God can destroy that power.
神可以摧毁他们的能力。
So that it doesn't rule over your life.
好让呢，他们不能够在你身上掌权。
It doesn't matter how many times people speculate the property.
不管呢，他们讲的传这些假的信息。
If God wants to give you a house,
若是神要给你一间屋子，
you'll be the market.
你就可以得着。
Let's say a bit stronger.
讲更有力一点。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
No matter how difficult the market is,
不管市场上多困难，
if God want to give you a house,
神若要给这个房子给你的话，
you come into this house,
你就会进入这房子，
you are protected,
你就会得着保护。
That's why the house is important.
所以这神的殿是很重要的。
There may be haze outside.
那么在外面，
there may be haze.
有那个烟霾。
There could be haze outside.
外面可以有烟雾
when you come here and pray,
可是你来到神的殿祷告
the protection will be here,
就有这保护
and God will change everything.
神会改变一切
so it doesn't matter how many years of bad things happen,
所以不管过去几年坏的事发生
you will not be defeated,
你不会被击败
I say you will not be defeated,
你不会被击败
because God's protection is there,
因为神的保护
God knows how to guard his own,
神懂了保护他的子民。
Let me ask you again.
我再一次问你们。
Do you know this to be true?
你知道这是真实的吗？
If you're in the house, there's protection.
若你在神的殿中就有保护。
Come under the covering.
在这遮盖下。
The rain will fall.
雨淋。
The rain will fall.
雨淋。
The sun will strike.
阳光照耀。
The wind will blow.
风吹。
But nothing touch you.
可是没有东西可以触摸到你。
You're in the house.
因为你在神的殿中。
Sometimes I worry for family members who are not in the house.
有时候担心呢，那些孩子们没有在殿中。
Make sure all your children are in.
要确保你的孩子们都在神的殿中。
Make sure your family members are in.
确保你的家庭成员在神的殿中。
I know it's school holiday, everybody is on holiday.
我知道现在是学校假期，很多人去旅行。
I'm not talking about holiday.
我不是讲到度假。
I'm talking about every day.
我是讲到每一天。
The house is a place of protection.
神的殿就是保护的地方。
Don't ever forget that.
不要忘记这一点。
Market forces can change.
市场的势力可以改变。
But the force inside the house is still God's force.
可是在神的家中有他的能力。
God is always on the throne.
神一直坐在宝座上。
Ask me one more time, why is Anus so special?
再一次问我为什么万国圣殿是特别的。
I give you in verse 26 and 27.
给你26和27节。
The heavens will not be shut up. The heavens will not be shut up.
你
26 and 27.
十天闭塞不下雨。
Second Chronicles 26 and 27.
你的名因得罪你，你责罚他们使天闭塞不下雨。
When the heavens are shut up and there's no rain.
当天闭不下雨。
God say you pray in this place.
就是你在此处祷告。
Confess my name.
承认我的名。
Then the heavens will open.
那么天就会向你打开。
God will send rain.
神就会差遣雨。
That's what's going to happen.
这是会改变。
Right down number four, God keeps it, the heavens open.
所以神使天敞开。
Over the house.
向神的圣殿敞开。
So let me show you a secret.
给你一个秘诀。
Listen to me.
听。给你一个秘密。
Listen to me.
听我说。
If you're praying at home.
你在家中祷告。
No answer.
没有答案的话。
When you come here.
当你在教会。
Heavens are open.
这里呢，天是敞开的。
Just push.
你在这里努力的话。
Because heavens are always open.
因为在这里天窗是打开的。
That's why when you worship with all your heart.
所以你在这里敬拜要全心的敬拜。
Because this is not your house.
因为这不是你的自己的屋子。
This is his house.
是神的家。
In his house.
在神的家。
There's an open heaven.
有着敞开的天。
Maybe your house don't have.
可能在你家里没有。
Sometimes the reception in your house is poor.
可能你家里联系不到。
But here,
在这里,
heavens are open.
天是打开的,
so that's why I come to church.
所以来到教会,
and push.
来这里要努力,
come
进入,
to church.
来到教会,
and push with all your mind.
尽心的去,
because the heavens are open.
因为天是打开的,
that's why All Nations Sanctuary is special.
所以万国圣殿是特别的,
say after me, God's affection.
神的热忱,
attention,
他的专注力,
is on the people of the house.
在万国圣殿的子民身上,
God's name and authority,
神的名和权柄,
is invested in the house.
将在神的圣殿,
God's protection is in the house.
神的保护在神的圣殿,
God keeps the heavens open,
神使天打开,
over the house.
在神的教会,
there are three other reasons,
还有其他三点,
but I'll stop here this morning.
我在这里先停。
Why is it so special?
为什么特别?
Because the house that God builds, His affection is and attention is there.
因为神专注而对他教会有热忱。
That's why His eyes will always be there.
所以他的眼目在这圣殿。
His eyes are fixed upon you.
他的眼目专注在你。
He'll watch over you.
他会来看顾你。
Watch over your children.
看顾你的孩子。
He'll also watch your enemies.
也在看着你的仇敌。
So that they don't get near.
不让仇敌亲近你。
That's why I feel safe in the house.
所以我在神的殿中感到很安全。
That's why even though I have this condition in my body, I feel safe.
虽然我身体有这种状况，我还是感到很安全。
But you must not be silly.
可是你不要愚蠢。
You must protect me.
你要保护我。
Because I'm fighting this battle.
因为我在为这事征战。
So don't tell me stories.
不要给我故事。
Because when people are fighting,
因为人们在征战的时候,
you must join the fight,
你要跟着一起来征战,
rather than question,
而不是来问问题,
I've seen every doctor that I know how,
我已经尽力的去找那些我能够找的医生,
I've seen the best of the best,
我找到最好的医生,
so stop advising me,
所以不用再给我劝告,
don't ask me to eat ginger,
不要叫我吃姜,
they say, Papa, you must eat the leaves,
你要吃这个叶子,
I eat the leaves.
我也吃。
People say must eat the roots.
要吃这种根。
I eat the roots.
我也吃。
People say no, you must eat the bark.
啊, 你要吃那个,
the tree bark.
树。
Keep the words.
树枝。
Eat.
树干, 树干。
Eat the bark of the tree.
吃树干。
Eat ginger, I eat ginger.
吃姜我也吃姜。
Put your hand and leg in water, hot water. I put leg and hand in water.
把手脚都放在温水里面蒸。
I have to buy extra pail.
买多一些桶。
Your advice is cheap. I have to buy pail.
我要买多一些桶。
So I'm doing everything that's needed.
我已经听了各种劝告去做。
I exercise more than you. Probably that's one reason why I'm so not well.
我也是做了许多的运动。
Because I'm an exercise fanatic.
我是很喜欢运动的人。
Must eat right.
要吃对的。
Must sleep right.
要睡对的。
Must drink a lot of water.
要喝多一点水。
All that I've been doing.
我一直在做。
That's why you must guard yourself.
所以你要保护自己。
You must stand with me.
要跟着我一起。
The fact that I still come to church.
我还来教会。
And still take conferences.
还能够 办这些研讨会,
still touch the world,
还是触摸列国列邦的人,
still write books,
还在写书,
it's more than you can talk,
是超过我们能讲的,
so I should receive a clap offering.
我是该得到掌声。
If anything like this happens, you should do like what I do.
如果任何这种事发生, 你应该像我一样做。
Some people get hachu sneezing, they already stay at home.
有些人打喷嚏呢, 就在家不来了。
Stomach ache already stay at home.
肚子痛也不来了。
Stomach ache.
肚子痛。
Headache.
头痛。
Neck ache.
啊, 颈项痛。
Back ache.
背痛。
I'm still here.
我还是在这里。
You should thank God that I'm fighting.
你要感谢神，我还继续征战。
Instead of fighting me and trying to advise me, you should just stand and let me do what I need to do.
那么不要对抗我，反而要跟着我，支持我一起去做神要做的。
Sometimes you don't understand.
有时候我们不明白。
I do.
我明白。
You don't understand my trouble.
你不知道我面对的问题。
I'm thinking how to finish it, how to help you this year.
我在想着这来临的一年将帮助你们。
This year is not even over yet.
这一年都还没有过去。
I'm thinking how to bring the best investment for you.
我想着怎样把最好的投资带给你们。
How to protect you in the 7 years of plenty.
在这七年的丰收年，讲保护你们。
How to make sure that you're well.
讲确保你们都一切亨通。
I'm still thinking.
我还在思想。
I just told Stephen Day I'm going to prepare a set of notes.
我在跟 Stephen Day 讲，我要预备一些的笔记。
To make sure that our church is strong.
确保我们教会能够刚强。
Yeah, I'm committed.
我是委身的。
I'm still fighting.
我还在征战。
One sword. One hand still fighting.
一只手还是在征战。
老爷。
侯爷。侯爷。侯爷。
You don't need two hands. One hand, one arm swordsman.
一只手就够力了。
You know the story.You know the Chinese movie, One Arm Swordsman.
那个杜比刀的那个戏有没有？
For those of you who don't know, you only know Indian story.
你们只懂其他的电影。
I'm still fighting.
我还在征战。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the fight needs to be fought.
因为我之前也是这样征战。
We cannot give in, we cannot give up.
我们不可以放弃。
And you must stand with me.
所以你要跟我一起站立。
That's why I try to attend less of public meetings.
所以我尽量少参加大众的聚会。
Especially when non-Christians are around.
尤其是有非基督徒在场的。
Like yesterday's wedding.
好像昨天晚上的。
I came because I'm committed.
结婚，因为我委身的话。
I came because they're part of our lives.
因为它是我们生命的一部分。
Because non-Christians don't understand.
因为非基督徒不会明白我的状况。
Then they'll say all kinds of funny things.
那么他就讲很多话。
But you cannot say funny things.
可是你不可以讲那些不好的话。
Because if you say funny things, I take the two heads and bang your head together.
那些讲错话敲你们的头。
That with a loud cymbal.
那是很大的鼓声。
Because I'm fighting this battle.
因为我在为这事征战。
So please stop being unkind.
所以不要不友善。
Stop sending me text messages.
不要呢给我这些不好的简讯。
Don't send me a WhatsApp.
不要给我 WhatsApp.
Or the Papa, I found a new Cairo in Kuala Lumpur.
Papa, 我找到更好的推拿师。
I can give you the name.
我也可以给你名字。
Every new one I know.
那个每新的医生我都知道。
The best of the best I know.
最好的我也知道。
I know Indian medicine.
我知道印度的。
Chinese medicine.
华人的药。
Malay medicine.
马来人的药。
Western medicine.
西方的药。
I tried everything.
我已经试过了。
Poke injection.
被针刺的
injection
打针
acupuncture
那个针灸
karate chop
karate chop
everything I have gone through
我已经试过了
and still I'm looking for answer
我还在寻找答案
for some of you eat ginger the whole problem will be solved
有些人呢以为只要喝姜水了一切解决了
some of youJust breathe.
你现在说，只要正常的呼吸，正确的呼吸就会好了。
Life for Jeffrey, rest.
Jeffrey 就说休息啊，足够的休息就会好了。
Other people say eat well, eat well, eat well.
其他说你要吃得好，吃得好。
There's no simple answer for complex situations.
我那复杂的问题了，没有简单的答案。
By faith and patience we endure.
只有借着信心和耐心。
We inherit the promise.
我们得着神给我们的应许。
Some days are easy days, other days are hard.
有些天是比较容易，有些天是比较困难。
And whatever it is, we got to get the job done.
不管怎样呢，就是要做成神的工。
I'm a good worker.
我是一个好的工人。
I work and work and work.
我呢，一直做，一直做。
But I'm not stupid.
可是我却不是愚笨的。
I want to make sure I finish the assignment.
我要确保我完成神的任务。
So that's why this is the house that God has built.
所以这殿呢是神在建的家。
I come here, I can see His eyes fixed upon my life.
我站在这里哦，我可以看到神的眼目专注在我身上。
And the 34 years I've labored.
那么我辛劳了34年。
Keep sowing and sowing.
一直在撒种撒种。
Something good has to happen.
一定有美好事要发生。
And what has happened?
所发生的。
You are still here.
你还在这里。
Your sons and your daughters will prosper.
你的子女们要亨通。
And that's my prayer.
这就是我的祷告。
The house that God builds
神所建的殿
will endure forever.
将永远持续下去。
And if God is building your house,
若神在建造你的家
our labor is not in vain.
那你建造的不是枉然的。
At all nation sanctuary, we build families.
那么在万国圣殿我们建立了家庭。
We want your families to be strong.
我们要看到你的家庭刚强。
We want you to be strong.
我们要看到你的生命刚强。
This year is going to be a special year.
今年将是特别的一年。
The kingdom of God is going to come.
神的国度要降临。
New things are going to happen.
新的事情要发生。
Christ is going to be revealed.
那么基督要被显明。
Church is going to be reformed.
教会要被改革。
The city is going to be rebuilt.
城市要被重建。
When the international school comes in existence.
当国际学校建立。
And 1,000 students are here.
1,000个学生来到。
The hundreds of families.
成百的家庭
are going to be impacted.
将会被影响到。
People are already wanting to register children from all different nations in
Africa. 在来自不同国家的家长已经要把他的孩子送来这里。
People are already wanting to apply.
他们要申请。
So it will be truly an international school.
所以我们真正呢是国际的学校。
Indonesians, Filipinos.
印尼的，来自印尼的，菲律宾的。
Even South Africans.
甚至南非的。
Are planning to come.
预备着要来。
The best of the best.
最好的。
So our landscape is going to change.
所以我们的地势要改变。
And I'm sure that something good will happen before the year is over.
在今年没有过之前，美好的事会发生。
And in the midst of all of that.
在这事当中。
You need to stay strong.
你要继续站稳。
Because God's opening up the city.
因为神在敞开城市。
First, make sure that your families are well.
第一呢，要保确保呢你家庭。很好。
Protect yourself.
懂得保护自己。
Get involved in the cell group.
参与小组。
Pray together.
一起祷告。
Labor together.
一起同工。
In January the 17th.
在一月十七号。
We're going to have our second Muhibba war.
我们要第二次的Muhibba行。
The government has given us the permit.
那么政府已经批准了。
To meet in KL again.
在吉隆坡聚在一起。
In PJ.
在不达林加亚
so that we can get out there,
所以我们可以去到那里
make declarations.
在那里宣告
Are you ready?
预备了吗
So make sure that you keep 17 open.
所以在1月17号要空闲
This time we're going to invite anyone who wants to see a new Malaysia.
我们这次呢邀请凡是有心呢要看到新的马来西亚诞生的人
including your friends.
包括你的朋友
If we need to charter 5 buses, we'll charter 5.
我们需要租五辆巴士我们要租五辆巴士
Then we charter 10.
需要十辆的我们也租十辆
Everyone in Muar who wants to see a new Malaysia.
只要马来西亚有那些要看到新马来西亚的人
including non-Christians.
只要在马坡的人要看到新马来西亚的人
You can invite them.
你都可以邀请他们。
They either come with us in the bus.
他可以跟我们在用巴士上去。
Or they can travel in car.
或者他们可以用自己的车跟着。
But we're going to make some declaration.
可能我们在那边要宣告。
Because when we begin to pray, Thy kingdom come.
他们讲让你的国度降临。
On earth.
在地上。
And Thy will be done.
你的旨意。
Something is going to happen.
行在地上有世界发生。
Changes are already taking place.
改变已经在发生。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
So we need to do that.
所以我们需要这样做。
We need to make sure that we push everything that we have.
我们要用我们所有的来前进。
Because it's the house that God builds.
因为这是神所建造的家。
And God fills.
神却充满。
Every house that He builds.
每一个家神所造的。
He fills.
他就会充满。
He'll fill it up.
他会充满。
God will not leave the house empty.
神不会让这家空的。
Sometimes you have a house.
有时候你有。房子
a new house,
新的屋子
and you stay there long enough,
你住在那边久
every room is filled,
每一个房间呢都是满的东西
chairs, tables,
有桌子有椅子
new sofa sets,
有新的沙发
all kinds of things happen,
很多事发生
the longer you stay, the more you feel it,
你在这房子住越多呢你就充满越多
even your storeroom will be full,
甚至你的储藏室也充满了东西。
It got stay longer and longer.
你住那里更多更久。
You feel the young and the old.
那你也充满着年老的年幼的。
The first generation, the second generation.
第一代的第二代的人。
And all will be blessed.
一起的蒙福。
Say after me, the house that God builds.
跟着我说, 神所建造的家,
God will fill it.
神会充满,
with all his glory.
以他的荣耀充满,
stand to your feet.
请起立,
let me pray for you this morning.
今天让我为你们祷告,
that you will build your house.
你要建立你的家,
as well as I build the house.
就好像我在建造神的家,
I have done everything that needs to be done.
我已经做了我应做的,
and try to build it according to the wisdom God has given me.
依照神给我的智慧来建造,
but you must build your family.
你也要来建造你的家庭,
build your children.
你的孩子,
build your business.
建造你的生意,
build your lives.
建立你的生命,
so that God can fill it.
好让神能够充满它,
build in such a way that God will come.
你所建造的神能够来,
build in such a way that God will feel.
你所建造的神能够充满,
Father, I pray right now,
父神我祷告,
that the church will receive a special blessing.
教会得着特别的祝福,
that this year will be a special year,
今年要特别的一年,
of immense, intense blessing.
得着你一辈给的祝福,
there will be so much that will be released.
有这么多的神你要释放,
more and more things of God,
更多神的东西,
will come into our houses.
进入我们的家,
our sons and our daughters will rise.
我们的儿女们要兴起来,
and they'll become better and better.
他们要变得更加好,
our business will be accurate.
我们的生意要准确,
so that in the 7 years of plenty,
所以在这七年丰收年,
we can continue to sustain ourselves.
我们会继续地
in the years
保存自己,
to come.
在这未来的,
Lord, my concern is for your people.
神啊, 我所关心的是你的子民,
that each one will guard themselves.
每一个人懂得保护自己,
that each one will protect their families.
懂得保护自己的家庭,
that every father, every mother will rise.
每一个做父母的要兴起来,
in the midst of what, the midst of a changing world,
在这改变的世界当中,
that they will be stable and strong.
他们要站稳, 刚强,
I pray, Father, right now,
父神我祷告,
for special wisdom,
特别的智慧,
a special grace,
特别的恩典,
to come into every heart,
来临到每一个人,
so that they can build accurately,
他们能够准确地去建造,
according to your word,
依照你的话语建造,
let it be done.
让你的旨意成就,
let them hear your word and heed your word.
让他们听到你的话语, 服从你的话语,
do according to what is pleasing in your sight.
那么做讨你喜悦的事,
I pray that every family,
我祷告每个家庭,
will be totally connected,
完全地与你联系,
and fully committed,
完全地愿意委身,
to what is about to happen,
将要发生的事,
we thank you for the house that God builds.
我们感谢你所建造的家,
we acknowledge that God builds ANS.
我们承认是你建造万国圣殿,
and the city will be rebuilt.
那么城市要得重建,
as you build the house,
当你建造你的殿,
you will watch over the city.
你也会看顾我们的城市,
thank you, Lord.
感谢你主,
let your eyes and your ears are open.
你的眼目看着我们, 你的侧耳听,
and your heart is here.
你的心在这里,
and your presence is here.
你的同在在这里,
and thank you for that.
我们为这感谢你,
we pray that you bless your people in a special way.
主啊, 你特别地来祝福你的子民,
bless even the seed of the righteous,
甚至祝福那公义的孩子们,
that our children will become better than us,
我们孩子要比我们做得更好,
and even our grandchildren will rise up higher,
甚至我们的孙子们也兴起来更好,
that this year we can look forward for new things.
今年我们要看到新的事,
extraordinary,
超自然的事,
excellent,
卓越的事,
oh God, we thank you.
我们感谢你主,
thank you for your blessing.
感谢你的祝福,
in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告,
amen.
Amen.
Please, you see that I give you two announcements before we leave this morning.
请坐, 我要讲